Who wouldn't want to come into a church first thing in the morning, listen to a very beautiful music? Life is wonderful. I led Jesus into my life and he changed everything. Thank you very much, choir. A very good morning to you all and welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. Today is the last Sunday in the month of August. On behalf of our congregation and parish, I would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us for the first time or doing so after a long while. And while I was listening to that beautiful music, the youngest child of Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland was being brought in. Hannah is here this morning with Ray and their baby. Welcome back. This evening we will be having communion round the table at 6:30 p.m. And please, if you are able to join us for that fellowship meal. The Kirk session will also be meeting on Tuesday, 3rd of September at 7:30 here in the church premises. Last week we were at Forgan, celebrating 900 years of the church's presence here, the Newport Church. And I'm sure for those of you who were there, I just mentioned at the vestry that the winds almost carried me away, but the weather was good, and I think we enjoyed that. In the course of the week, we lost one of our members, Mrs. Ruby Leslie. She used to be at Creekhead Care Home, but she passed away yesterday morning at Nine Wells. Please, can I ask those who are able to stand for a moment of silence? Gracious and ever-living Father, you gave Ruby Leslie to us. You blessed her with gifts, and she was instrumental in many ways in our church and communities and in other places. You saw her through life, and you have called her back to yourself. We pray that together with all those now departed, they would find rest at your bosom until that day when we all meet to part no more. Happy are those who from now on die in the service of the Lord, for their labor will accompany them. Amen. Our first hymn this morning, Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided, is 159.
Thank you.
just to remind us that this service is a special one because usually at the beginning of the school term, we have a service to pray for our children as they go back to school, and Chris will be taking the children's address. But before that, I would ask Alison to come forward and make an announcement.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I'm Alison Haywood, to anyone that doesn't know already. I'm here with my hat on as chair of the management committee for MANA. And at the beginning of the academic year, it seemed a good moment to just remind you all of what the vision we have for MANA, and we've had for nearly 20 years now, unbelievably. But some of you are newer, and I thought it was a good moment to maybe just remind you of what that vision is and to ask you to consider playing your part in achieving that vision. I would like to just briefly read you the vision statement. The short version is, MANA aims to provide a Christian service to the community, to support the provision of a Christian youth worker, and to promote fair trade. A longer one, we envisage MANA as a long-term Christian presence in our community. The outworking of this presence will be many-faceted and may change over the years, but would include fundraising towards a Christian youth worker and showing the love of Jesus Christ in all the relationships which arise out of the project. So that's just a wee reminder there of what we do. Now, it's been nearly 20 years, as I say, and we're still holding on to that vision, and we use that vision often to go back to when we have to make some tricky decisions about things. Now, we need to remain financially viable to achieve that vision, but within that parameter, we are guided by our faith and aims as outlined in that statement. And we are very thankful to God, the almost complete financing of youth workers that we've managed to do over the years. And we take great satisfaction in enabling Chris and his outreach to the church and youth of the community. And we also know that MANA has been a huge source of comfort to many, many people over the years. We know that. We've got all the stories. We know. We believe that the power of Christ, the love of Christ, is in that place, showing itself in the relationships that are there. And we have immense gratitude to all those who give their time and skills. Staff, volunteers, bakers, soup makers, committee members, laundry people, and many more. And we've been blessed with great stability over the years. But 2023, you can sense there's a but coming. 2023, 2024 has been a very challenging year for us financially, as with almost any business. Price rises, and then we're caught between that and potentially being squeezed by a VAT limit, which has hardly changed in the last 7 years. So the future is what we're focusing on. Time passes and change is inevitable, but for our long-term survival, we need new people coming in on board and support to continue. We're doing well, it's still popular, but it's more difficult this year. We're actually losing money at the moment. So we ask you all, as a congregation who believe in this vision we have, to pray for MANA and its vision. We ask you to consciously consider how you can play your part in continuing our Christian outreach to the community through MANA. And finishing on a slightly lighter note, it need not be arduous. What we're saying is, if you would even make a conscious decision, if you want a coffee and a cake with your friends, choose MANA. Just come in and contribute that way. It doesn't have to be hours on your feet as a volunteer, but we would love that. It doesn't have to be on the committee. We'd love that. I won't tell you how old I am, but I have been in with this thing since the bricks were laid, so to speak. And I can't last forever. We need people coming on board. So we're asking you to really take this on board, pray about it, think about it, and support MANA in any way you can. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alison, and of course, we will support MANA. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude for your steadfast love and faithfulness. As we gather in this sacred place here in Newport on Tay Church, we acknowledge that you are the foundation of our lives and our church. You have been our refuge and strength through the generations, and it is on your enduring love that we continue to build. Yet, Lord, we also come with humble hearts, recognizing that we have not always lived up to the calling you have placed on our lives. We confess that we have often failed to practice true worship. We have neglected to render justice, to show kindness and mercy, and to care for those in need. We have been swayed by the fleeting values of this world rather than standing firm on the foundation of Christ. Forgive us, O Lord, for the times we have turned away from your commands. Cleanse us from our sins and renew a right spirit within us. Help us to listen to your voice and to live out our faith with integrity, justice, and love. As we seek your forgiveness, may we also find the strength to forgive others, reflecting the mercy you have shown us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our next theme, 706, for the healing of the nations.
Can we have all the children to the front, please? Come on. Yeah, everyone, come on. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. You can come closer. Come closer. I don't bite, I promise. Come closer. I've got something really exciting to show you today. But it starts with this question. Who has started school this week? Should be for most people, yeah? Who's maybe started a new school this week? Anybody? No. But you definitely started new classes, haven't you? Yeah, how are you finding your first week back? Good. Who was struggling to get up Wednesday morning to go to school? Anybody? Yes, Lewis, yeah? And okay, right. What has been your favourite part about going back to school this week? Anything? Not even like seeing your friends that you've not seen all summer? Nothing good about going back to school? No, nothing good apparently. Okay, so it gets you up in the morning and it keeps you from getting bored in the holidays, yeah? It was a really long summer though, wasn't it? It was 7 weeks, wasn't it? Not always, but this summer it was. So we're going to look at the story of creation this morning, and it's a beginning of something, and it's the beginning of everything. So I'm going to be asking some questions. This is for everybody to think about, okay? These are going to start with, I wonder. I don't want an answer to these questions. I just want you to think about the answer. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay, so it starts with this. In the beginning, there was nothing, and God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was covering it. And God said, let there be light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. He called the light day and the darkness night. This was the first day. I wonder what you would call the light and the dark. And that was day one. Day two. God said, let there be a vault that separates the waters. He separated the waters above and below the vault. God called the vault sky, and God saw that it was good, and it was the second day. I wonder what clouds would have been in the sky that day. Then day three. God said, let the waters of the earth be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. He called this dry land earth, and the waters seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seeds, and trees bearing fruit of its own kind. And the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding its seeds, and trees bearing fruit, each according to its own kind. And God saw that it was good. And it was the third day. I wonder what seed you would have planted first. And God said, let the lights be in the expanse of the sky for day and night to give light for the earth. And it was so. Then God made two great lights, one to rule the day and a lesser one to rule the night and the stars. God placed one in the sky to rule over the day, called the sun, and one to rule over the night, called the moon. And God saw that it was good. And that was the fourth day. I wonder what your favourite planet or star is. Day five. God said, let the waters be filled with life and let the sky be filled with life. So God created every sea creature from the smallest to the biggest. And he created every winged bird to fly in the sky. And he said to both, be fruitful and multiply. And let the waters and sky be full of life. And that was the fifth day. I wonder what your favourite sea creature or bird is. Are they in this picture? Day six. God said, let the earth bring forth every living creature to rule the land, from livestock to creepy crawlies to beasts of the earth and everything in between. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let's make a man in our own image. Can you see him there? And let them rule over everything from the animals in the land to the fish in the sea to the birds in the sky. And so God created man, male and female. He created them. And he said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Subdue the earth and rule over every animal. He has given us control of every plant yielding seed and every tree with seeds too. God saw everything he made and he said it was very good. I wonder what your favorite animal is. And then on day 7, God rested and made it a holy day because God rested from all his hard work he had done from the previous days in creation. I wonder what you would do on your day of rest. And that is the story of creation. Now, my art talents are not very good, so I couldn't have done these. It was my youth group. It was our youth that did these last year, and I think they've done a really great job to help illustrate the creation story. Don't worry for the congregation, they will be tucked over here for you to look at with the eye wonder questions after the service, just by the link corridor exit. And I want you to remember your eye wonder answers, because we're going to be discussing them over Sunday club and at tea, coffee, and at creche. So the reason why we're doing this today is because this is what we're going to be looking at for Sunday club. We're going to look at the beginning of the story. And at creche, we're going to look at the beginnings of life. But in our youth, we're actually going to be looking at the end of the story and Revelation, which is what my youth wanted to do. So it's going to be fun. I've really prepared over the summer for that. And I look forward to hearing your answers later. Before we sing our children's song, I'd like to pray for our children who started school this week. And I would like to give them over to God and just God help them throughout this time for their new year. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you for all the fun and beautiful weather we had over the summer. We thank you for the beautiful world that we enjoyed on our time off, whether here or other parts of the world. We ask that you would help us to continue to look after your world like we are supposed to do. We ask that you be with our children and young people who have started school this week. We pray that you'd fill them up with the Holy Spirit, who is our counselor and our guide. We ask that you would help them to be themselves, help them learn and grow this year. Help them to build up friendships and create new ones too. We ask as well that you would give our children and young people eyes to see those who are hurting, alone or nervous or upset, and show them God's love. We also pray for our teachers in Newport Primary School and Madras College. We ask that you'd give them wisdom to teach our kids, kindness to help them, and joy to share. In Jesus' name, amen. And now we will sing hymn number 694, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You.
The first reading is taken from Zechariah chapter 7, verses 8 to 14. It's page 953 on the Pew Bible. And the word of the Lord came again to Zechariah. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Administer true justice. Show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. In your hearts, do not think evil of each other. But they refused to pay attention. Stubbornly, they turned their backs and stopped up their ears. They made their hearts as hard as flint and would not listen to the law or to the words that the Lord Almighty had sent by his Spirit through the earlier prophets. So the Lord Almighty was very angry. When I called, they did not listen. So when they called, I would not listen, says the Lord Almighty. I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations where they were strangers. The land was left so desolate behind them that no one could come or go. And this is how they made the pleasant land desolate. And the second reading is from Acts chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. And that is on page 1098 of your Pew Bible. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Grecian Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. And they presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. And so the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. Amen, and thanks be to God for this reading of his holy word. The next hymn is CH 4502, Take My Life, Lord, Let It Be.
Oh.
Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, as we come before your word, we ask that you open our hearts and minds to the truths you have for us today. Help us to hear your call to justice, mercy, and service, and to respond with willing hearts. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, my theme for reflection this morning is building on the legacy of faith and service. Building on the legacy of faith and service. It is a joy to gather once again in this sacred space, especially after the wonderful celebration we had last Sunday, marking 900 years of our church's history. As we return to our regular services and prepare for a new school year, our focus today is on the continued work of building on the foundation laid by those who have gone before us, both in our church and in our personal lives. We are called to nurture this legacy and to encourage our young people to carry forward the Christian values that have sustained us for centuries. In our first reading from Zechariah, the prophet delivers a message from the Lord that is as relevant today as it was then. The people of Israel were reminded that true worship is not just about rituals or religious observances, but about living out God's commands in everyday life. The Lord's call through Zechariah was clear. Render true justice, O judgments. Show kindness and mercy to one another. Do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the sojourner, or the poor, and let none of you devise evil against another in your heart. This text serves as a reminder that the legacy we build is not just in the grand gestures or historical milestones we celebrate, but in the everyday acts of justice, mercy, and love. The Israelites failed to heed this call, and as a result, their land became desolate. Their refusal to listen led to the scattering of the people and the devastation of their communities. As we look to the future of our church, we must ask ourselves, are we listening to God's call? Are we practicing true worship by showing kindness, justice, and mercy to those around us? The foundation laid by our ancestors is only as strong as our commitment to living out these values today. Our second text from Acts 6 presents a picture of the early church facing a challenge that could have divided the community. The Hellenistic Jews, feeling neglected in the daily distribution of food, brought their concern to the apostles. Instead of ignoring the issue or allowing it to cause division, the apostles took decisive action by appointing 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and wisdom, to oversee this important ministry. This passage highlights the importance of service within the church. The apostles understood that the church's mission was not just about preaching the word, but also about caring for the practical needs of the community. By addressing the problem with wisdom and appointing capable leaders, they ensured that the church continued to grow and to thrive. As we reflect on this story, we are reminded that every member of our church has a role to play in building and sustaining our community. Just as the early church appointed deacons to serve the needs of the people, we too must be attentive to the needs within our congregation and our wider community, whether it's through volunteering, supporting our youth, or simply offering a listening ear. Each act of service contributes to the strength and vitality of our church. Today, as we gather at the beginning of a new school year, we have a special opportunity to encourage our young people. In a world that often seems to be decaying morally and spiritually, our youth are called to be lights in the darkness. The foundation of Christ that has been laid in their lives through the teachings of this church must be nurtured and strengthened. Parents, grandparents, teachers, and mentors, your role in this is crucial. Just as those who came before us built a legacy of faith, it is now our turn to pass on that legacy to the next generation. Encourage our children to work hard in school, to hold fast to their Christian values, and to be unafraid to stand for what is right in a society that often promotes what is wrong. But let us also remember that the future of our church does not rest solely on the shoulders of the young. We, as the current generation, are the builders who must continue to work. Our foundation is secure in Christ, but the work of building continues. Let us build with materials that will last: faith, hope, love, and service, so that when the storms of life come, our community will stand firm. As we bring this to a close, let us take to heart the lessons from Zechariah and Acts. True worship and service are not about what we do on Sundays alone, but about how we live out our faith in the world every day. We are called to build a church and a life that reflects the justice, mercy, and love of God, a church that serves both its members and its community with the heart of Christ. Let us pray that God will continue to enrich our church with people, young and old, who are committed to influencing society for the good. May we, like the early church, address the needs of our community with wisdom and compassion. And may our legacy be one that honors Christ and endures for generations to come. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word we have received today and for the reminders of the legacy of faith and service that we are called to continue. As we reflect on the examples of those who have gone before us, we pray for the strength and wisdom to build upon the foundation of Christ in our own lives. Help us to be faithful stewards of the responsibilities you have entrusted to us, nurturing the next generation and serving our community with hearts full of love and compassion. May the truths we have heard today guide us in our daily walk, shaping us into a people who reflect your justice, your mercy, and love in all we do. We ask that you continue to bless and grow our church, that it may be a place of hope and refuge for all who seek you. This we pray through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Our next hymn, 497, Almighty Father of all things that be.
Amen.
us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us, for the abundance we enjoy, and for the opportunity to give back to you a portion of what we have received. As we bring our offerings before you today, we dedicate them to the work of your kingdom. May these gifts be used to build up your church, to care for those in need, and to spread the message of your love and grace throughout our community and beyond. Almighty God, we lift up our hearts in prayer for the needs of our church, our community, and our world. As we enter a new school year, we pray especially for our children and young people. Grant them wisdom, perseverance, and a love for learning. May they hold fast to the Christian values that have been taught, standing as lights in a world that often turns away from your truth. Bless their teachers, parents, and all who guide them, that they may nurture these young minds and hearts with care and wisdom. Lord, we also pray for your healing mercies to be upon those who are sick, suffering, or in need of comfort. May your presence bring peace and strength to those who are facing difficult times. We ask for your protection over our land and our democracy, shielding us from those who seek to cause harm or division. Grant our leaders wisdom and integrity as they make decisions that affect the well-being of all people. We pray for peace in our world, especially in areas torn apart by war and conflict. May your peace, which passes all understanding, reign in the hearts of all people, bringing an end to violence and strife. We also lift up the Christian witness in our country, asking that the Church of Scotland and all Christian communities continue to be places of hope, refuge, and compassion for those who are suffering. Lord, as we continue the work you have set before us, may we always be guided by your Spirit, building on the foundation of Christ with faith, hope, and love. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. If you are able, please stand and let us together affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, the Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life is our final hymn, 737.
Thank you.
Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.